Hey y'all, it's Monet here. I'm doing a second run of my show Life Be Lifing at Joe's Pub, February 10th, 11th, and 12th. So baby, snatch them tickets up and sell a bitch out again because we did the first time. Peace.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Monet Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
On this week's episode, we address the drama with Plain Jane.
We scale back Monet's superpowers.
And we find out what made Bob say this.
Now I'm AI? Am I AI? Am I okay, Google? And we find out what made Monet say this.
Bitch, if I'm a Mesopotamian, that means I've taken too many. We don't need to be there.
I think for the first time ever, I'm the one in the drama and not Monet. This is crazy.
No, but girl, okay, first of all, I'm in Joshua Tree. I am on my little hike, being one with nature. And then I come back to my phone and it is pandemonium. But I cannot leave you alone for 5 minutes before you get yourself tangled up in something.
So Plain Jane said, no, I get that people can't compute me being both sexy as fuck and a clown who performs this number. Well, before Drag Race, but this take is tired. Which is me saying that which is me being like, well, you know, I don't know. I don't think this number has a lot of artistic merit. And then she said, everything I did on Drag Race was authentic to who I am as a drag performer. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be able to sell it so fiercely, but go off. So I think that Miss Jane is maybe a little bit upset.
Well, Bob, you said that
it doesn't have as much artistic merit. I didn't say it has no art. I said it doesn't have as much artistic merit.
It was like
as the toaster in the bathtub number that Willow Pill does.
Yeah, and you know, and we're artists, we're sensitive about our shit. So she takes that personally, which she is entitled to do so.
Damn, you chose her side. This is crazy.
I'm not choosing her side.
Because the number one comment under the video is you saying points were made. So now what's up?
But also, I was talking about not specifically about Plain Jane. My thing is going back to your point earlier, saying that Drag Race has divulged into this thing, which I agree. I 1000% agree that Drag Race has divulged into this thing. But I also think that Plain Jane is funny, and I've been liking her this season. But a lot of people haven't. So there's also that.
Do you think Burgerhead was busting with artistic, was bubbling?
My critique stays the same. Burger Finger was not my type of humor. I said that.
Why do you bow down at the altar of Plain Jane? Why are you afraid of her?
Anyway, so then she tweeted, because we got all the receipts on your ass. Where's that?
On me. I have it right here. She said, frankly, it's rude, which by the way, it's kind of hilarious for Plain Jane to be like, someone's rude. Honestly, it's kind of camp. Plain Jane to be like, well, that's rude. Honestly, it's kind of camp and iconic. Frankly, it's rude for alum Rue Girls to claim Burger Finger has less artistic merit than other shittier talents.
Also, so why not just like tag you? Like she should just tag you. Like the vague tweeting is a little wild. I'm like, who artistic merit? You know, Bob said that. Just tag you.
Back in the day, we called it vague booking. You remember vague book?
Yeah, vague book. Yeah.
Instead of Facebook, vague book. But why did she say other shittier talents? Because is she specifically referring to me? Because the only thing we compared it to was the toaster in the bathtub bit and the bologna bit.
Yeah.
So it's weird to me that she says, frankly, it's rude for alum Rue Girls who claim Burger Finger has less artistic merit than other shittier talents, especially girls that never had to prepare talent numbers for their original seasons. Let's see you do better, Grandma.
Grandma.
I do think that I could do a better song than Burger Finger. I mean, I did write Taco Head.
Taco Head.
I did write Taco Head.
But you got a Taco Head. Taco Head.
I wrote Taco Head off the rip. Like, I had Taco Head written and ready to, like, literally just off the top of the dome. So you all, comment below. Should I officially write and release Taco Head? I mean, I do have an EP coming out February 9th, so maybe I'll just do a double whammy release. I'll just do Taco Head X. Taco Head, Mama. Gayer bars.
Yeah, I'm into it.
But I want to say that I understand being on the show and being like, you know, being like, well, that hurt. So feeling inclined to defend yourself. But it was weird that she ran it was like other shittier talents. And it's not like I've never prepared like talents. This is true. I did not do a talent show for RuPaul's Drag Race. That is absolutely correct. That is undeniable. So yeah, I did not have to do a talent show per se, which is true. But it does also kind of just seem like an attempt to promote her music video, Burger Finger.
And it's fierce.
You thought Burger Finger, the music video, was fierce?
I didn't see that. There's a music video now?
Yeah, I said this is all an attempt to promote her music. I feel like it's because she tagged her music video Burger Finger. So it feels like an attempt to promote the music video.
I thought maybe it was just for the talent show number. I didn't realize she has like an actual music video for Burger Finger. I did not know that.
Yeah, Plain Jane and Big Atlas both promote the video. I mean, are in the music video Burger Finger. It came out 2 weeks ago, and it has 12,000 views.
Bob, you are so rude.
I'm reporting the news. Oh my God. Everything's not a dig, Monet. Everything is not a dig. My God. But I will say Sophia Kristal released her video 3 weeks ago and it has 139,000 views. She did O Mio Babino Caro. And it has 139,000 views. I feel like maybe in Playing Jane's defense, I do believe that maybe Burger Finger was, no, it was released 2 weeks ago. It was like fully released 2 weeks ago. So,
yeah. I'm typing in Playing Jane. It's not even popping up when I search for it on YouTube. Am I typing it wrong? Am I tripping? I mean, I am tripping a little something, but I know it is. I'm typing
this in. I'm typing Playing Jane and Big Atlas.
But I type in Playing Jane Burger Finger and it does not come up. That's a problem.
Well, go to her Twitter and click it from there. I don't know what to tell you. It's out there. I'm looking straight at it. You want me to send you a link?
Okay, I found it now. Okay, this is not good marketing, babe. Babe, it's this is the thing? Like, no. You are a... Mama, put your face on...
watch out. You're
going to
be next. Money, better watch out. You're going to be next. Money, watch out. Watch out. You're going to be next.
I don't give a fuck. I'm trying to get this bitch some marketing advice. Like, put your picture on here, babe. Like, I would not even listen to her stuff. What?
You don't care about Plain Jane?
My God, don't try to roll for me to your drama with your person. I've had my fights on behalf of you, many, too many.
To be fair though, I don't know that Plain Jane is as equipped to fight as Tamisha Amon. You know what I mean? But I doesn't seem like a fair fight between me and Plain Jane. Just the playing field just doesn't seem even. You know what I mean?
How so, Bob?
Because I don't think she's prepared for the whirlwind of coming for Bob the drag queen, honey.
Are there any who have suffered the wrath of coming out to Bob the drag queen before?
And I've never really, I mean, I don't know that I've ever really, really had public beef with anyone. I mean, I've kind of had public beef with a few people, but never really. And I don't think I don't honestly think that Plain Jane is really that mad. I mean, she thinks I'm a little bit rude, but I mean,
Lucia Piani. Mutual.
Lucia Piani came to my party.
Where is he now?
Lucia and Lucia came against me. Where he at now? In the madhouse?
I know a bitch named Plain Jane. She give me back pay.
And now she got that bitch is insane.
Anyway, that being said, Monet, I mean, I feel like maybe we'll invite Miss Jane onto the podcast and and have a conversation. What do you think? I don't know what the proper route is, but what I do know is that Plain Jane has her feelings. Her feelings are valid, but you know, I don't know. I think she's probably getting it from both ends too right now with all the fans because of her behavior in past weeks, you know?
Yeah, this is true. Like, it does feel like the entire world is coming at you. Like, all these fans coming at me now. Bob the drag queen and his little boyfriend, his little shady boyfriend, and Monet Exchange. You always roping me into your drama. Ugh, I can't.
Well, anyway. What do you mean? What do I say about my shady boyfriend? Oh, mandatory meeting has come out as trans. Good freshman work.
Oh my God, also Cheetah Rivera passed away today.
What?
Yes, girl.
Hey, you can't just drop that.
Girl, it's been all over the news. Where the hell have you been?
She was 91.
I've been getting dragged by playing on the internet. Dang, Cheetah Rivera. I feel like I got to see her once. No, I went to go see a show with Cheetah. I went to go see her in a show like 15 years ago, maybe a little less, maybe like 13 years ago, but she had called out and they were like, Cheetah Rivera never calls out. You guys don't realize how crazy it is because the guy who wrote Pina Coladas, if you like Pina Colada, that guy?
Colada. Mm-hmm.
He wrote a musical, like a choose your own ending musical. And Cheetah Rivera was in it on Broadway, I want to say. I'm having internet problems, y'all. Sorry, I had to move. Plain Jane's fans doxed me, and I had to relocate. No plan.
Well, so the whole Nikki and Meg thing happened, and I made a tweet about it. But I was like, Monet, take this tweet down. You busted ass bitch. I did delete it. You scared me.
You know, they got something. Lux deleted her. I don't even know what Lux deleted. I think Lux just deleted like a side eye emoji. She deleted hers too.
It's rough out here. The barbs are scary.
Girl, I was saying, this is not a time to try to be tough. This is not a time to be like, I ain't scared of nothing. Be scared. Not being scared of nothing is foolish. Be scared of something. If you ain't scared of nothing, you don't value anything. Nigga, value your life. Value your life. Be scared of something. Something. It's okay to be scared of. It's okay to be a little afraid of something every once in a while.
Yeah, I agree.
I ain't scared of nobody. You should be. Some people are crazy.
You know, I don't think I've never been that. I'm not scared of nobody type of girl. I've never been that girl.
Yeah, me either. I'm like, I am scared of some things. I am quite scared of some things. Because some folks in the streets be acting wild, unhinged, and bananas. And I'm not about to risk. I have too much going on for me and my loved ones to be out here in these streets trying to risk it all for a biscuit. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, it's always crazy. Like, no shade. Like these crazy videos on Reddit or whatever. And like, two people get into like a little argument and someone like throws acid on the other person. I'm like, what? I'm like, bitch, that is. Also, why did you have acid in your car to just throw it on somebody to burn them?
Got it. I don't know. That's why I was telling you. That's why I was telling you. Like, I don't. That's why everyone was like, Bob's always telling how he doesn't want to fight. That's why I'm not trying to fight nobody. I will run before I fight. I will run far before I fight. It ain't worth it. I saw this video of this guy on Reddit yesterday. And by the way, trigger warning to anyone who's sensitive to unalivings and pew-pew violence. And the TikTok talk. These guys were fighting, and this guy pulled out his gun, and the other guy chopped him in the neck, took his gun, and then just shot him with his own gun. Like bop, bop, bop. And he just did like he walked away like John Wick. He was like pop, boom, pop, 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 Nickelodeon, and walked away. I was like, and he thought he had the upper hand. He was like, I'm the one with the blicky. And we'll talk more about this after this break.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Welcome back, Monet. Who should we invite to the show on May 5th at the Netflix is a Joke Festival?
I don't know. I'm a little. I mean, here's the thing. Who do we want to invite? Like as a special guest?
Yeah.
You know what? I know Chelsea's in town. Oh no, she did our podcast already. Or did we do hers? Yeah, we did both. She did ours and we did hers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, never. So Chelsea's a good one.
Fortune Feimster, Wanda Sykes. Fortune Feimster, Wanda Sykes.
Those would be great ones.
Mateo Lane will probably be in town. That's always a great one.
Mateo, we haven't had Mateo. Girl, at this point, this is Mateo's. He is his product. He is sibling rivalry.
Do you have something against Mateo? Is it like you don't like him or what?
Oh my God, I'm not letting you bait me.
You can tell me. If it's not the case, you can just say it's not the case. We can just go from there.
Z-Way shit. I'm not looking at, you're not doing this to me.
So what do you mean? You think Z-Way shit?
her talk show was so good on Showtime. I don't understand. Because sometimes you see something running. I'm like, this got 8 seasons, but this other thing that was so dope didn't. Again, I'm sure there are reasons why, right? Numbers and whatever. But socially, it just seemed like it had such a huge impact socially. So why not keep it around?
You know, I don't work over at Showtime. I did one episode of Z-Way. It was a very wonderful experience. And I hope that she's obviously found herself a platform where she replatforms herself on YouTube doing her own interviews. They're just probably just going to be fewer and further apart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the George Santos one was everything.
It was wild. She got a lot of criticism for that one, actually. They're like, why are you platforming him?
Yeah. I'm like, well, but she already also, bitch, he was a Speaker of the House, or what, not Speaker of the House. He was a fucking.
He was the president.
Like, he obviously has some reach to become political office, so, you know.
What are you doing in Joshua Tree?
We're.
I know if you're doing Joshua Tree.
What do you mean?
You know what people do in Joshua Tree. It's kind of it is a known fact that a woman do go to Mesopotamia in Joshua Tree.
I posted a hike. Everyone was like, all the people replying like, girl, Mesopotamia again. I'm like, no.
You know what happened?
I posted a hike on my Instagram stories. And people were like, oh my God, Monet going to Mesopotamia again. I was like,
first of all, the fact that you are the one constantly on the podcast talking about your love for microdosing and drugs and trips.
I dose.
And shrooms. And then you're like, why would everyone say I was going to Mesopotamia? Because, bitch, that's where you be.
You know where I'm at. You know where I be. I ought to be. Don't give a fuck about
it. So what are you doing in Mesopotamia? I mean, what are you doing in Joshua Tree? You never told me.
Just to hang out. We're just hanging out. It's myself, Andy, Taylor's partner, and Tim.
You haven't done anything a little. You haven't gone on any trips.
I'm on a trip right now. Well, not like right now. I mean, I'm in Joshua Tree.
Are you at work high off your gourd? This is so irresponsible.
I am not high.
Would you do shrooms then do the podcast?
I would do that. I think it was a very interesting experience. I would do that.
I don't think I would have fun, but I think we can't call it the one where you do shrooms. I don't think you can legally call it that. But we'll just so you guys know, down the line, it'll be called the one where Monet has mushroom pizza.
Mushroom pizza.
Just so you guys know, if you ever see one called the one where Monet has mushroom pizza,
That is exactly what's going on. Should we do that thing? Is that crazy?
One where Monet is in Mesopotamia?
Or the one where Monet is... Should we call it the one where Monet has mushroom pizza, or should we call it the one where Monet is in Mesopotamia?
One where Monet is... No, because if I'm in Mesopotamia, that means I've taken too many. We don't need to be there.
Well, I thought Mesopotamia was a good thing.
It was a good thing, but I don't want to be... I don't want to be doing a podcast where everyone's taking me in Mesopotamia. I want to be there. I don't need y'all to be like looking at me like, no.
Because you're gonna be drooling.
You and this fascination and this thing that you've made up. Now people send me stuff. Like, sure, I drool sometimes in like a normal person, but they
no, more than normal. More than normal.
It happens in a video, sending someone be like, Monet, there it is. And it's people are writing, putting fucking time codes when I do it. And I'm like, Jesus, this is too much.
I want to point out the reason why I say you drool more than normal, there's no evidence of me drooling on these streets, except maybe on the spot, on the hot ones. On the hot ones, I was drooling. But besides the hot ones episode where the hot wings, there's no of me out here in these streets. None.
There is.
Where?
I'm gonna let them find it.
You have nothing, okay? You don't know what you're talking about. You don't have anything. Also, I know this is not Watcher, but we never heard your thoughts on the episode of Watcher that you missed.
With the RBDR Live?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I am gutted. Absolutely gutted that Mirage went home. I liked Mirage as a character, even though it was only two episodes. But I think from the Meet the Queens and stuff, we're really getting... I like Mirage. I think you were obsessed with Mirage. I was like, I liked her. She was a good character on the show. And really sad she went home. I didn't think that her monologue was that bad. Like,
sorry, we disconnected for like 30 seconds.
So I don't know what you were just saying.
This computer, this that's a hotel Wi-Fi issue. But the hotel Wi-Fi, it's going to come back. It does that like every 15 minutes. We're going to keep going. It's going to be great.
Jacob, also, Jacob's rarely ever on the podcast. Get in here, Jacob. But you were on the podcast recently, and people really were happy with you announcing us.
I mean, I think the context of the clip that people are missing is that I announced you a first time without a microphone because I thought it was on. I went up and I said, is this on? Can everybody hear me? And nobody said anything, so I assumed that somebody... It seems to me the front row would be like, your mic's not off, and nobody did. So then I went on, and I did an announcement, and I killed it. I did a great job. And then people were like, your mic's not on. And I was like, you could have told me one anyway. It's fine. But that's why I say I killed it, because I killed the first opening.
But you look really cute when you walk in. I killed it. I killed it. It's very, very adorable.
Okay, we're talking about RDR Live. So yes, I'm very sad that Mirage went home. And I did not think that her performance in the challenge was that bad. Like, was it a spot on opening? But no, she was giggling and laughing at herself. I think they made it out to be worse than it was, in my honest opinion. The sketches. Let me say this. I like you. Like, I love what you did in the ball last week. I didn't understand the brick thing. Like, I thought it was, I mean, dare I say it, it wasn't one of the worst ones, but it definitely wasn't like, it was hilarious and it was genius and you just can't teach that. Like, sure, but
well, she didn't win.
But those were the critiques she was getting.
That is true. I do think that she could have taken it further with the visual comedy because she is a brick. Like, everyone knows what a brick drag queen is. Yeah. And she wasn't bricky enough for me. And I also feel like,
can I give mine?
You're right. I apologize. Continue.
I liked Plasma. I think that Plasma did a really good job with the barber thing. And I think that also though, I mean, we all know this. Sometimes they pick and choose when and like when the runways are going to like really go over the top. But if you look going like for the whole package, like Plain Jane's runway was really fucking good. And also I think she did a good job in the challenge. So technically, I think she could have won. But
it looks like we are in some... also, your favorite one.
Plasma.
Yeah, your favorite.
You're trying to go with me. You're trying to bait me into a thing. I... Like Plasma. The Does Plasma do annoying things in the show? And yes, I'll call those out, but I like Plasma. I actually think she's talented.
What are you trying to say? What do you mean by that?
Because you and Jacob are starting to sing Monet. Oh my God, Monet. Plasma is Monet's Blair this season. No. Anyway, Dara said also, I think she has a really good voice. Like Plasma in the first challenge, I think she did too much, but she's like a good singer. She sounds good.
Okay, now you overcompensate. Now you ODing.
I'm not ODing.
And honestly, she has a beautiful voice and she's just kind and just a delicious hole, just like a tasty little hole. And also a philanthropist, and I think a part-time nun, even. And I think, I'm like, all right, Monet, we get it. Now you're trying to overcompensate. It's giving, you got caught. I can't stop talking in this voice because I imagine this is what she's doing in these lives. She's like,
What voice? Now you got to explain. I don't know.
There is no voice. There is no voice, and I'm not talking about anything. There's literally not a voice, and I'm also literally not talking about anything. Like, you're tripping. You're in Mesopotamia again.
I'm texting you.
why are you always so fucking confused? Why are you always so damn confused? Constantly. All the time. There is no voice. What are you talking about? There is no voice.
Oh my God.
So now you know what I mean when I say there's no voice.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. For a second. Because I did have some mushroom trees earlier. And then so I was like,
oh my God. Was this on your little walk, girl? Me and Jacob were like, I don't know if Monet's gonna make it. But she's out here walking in these fucking desert streets. We're like, is Monet gonna make it back in time?
So when you were like, when you were like, Monet, what voice? I was like, wait.
Yo, Monet is high. Monet is high.
No. When you were like, I'm doing a voice, I was like, wait, am I making this up? I saw
the pizza. When the pizza finally hits, when the carbs hit, girl, the carbs are hitting. You're in carb overload right now.
No, and then
it happens.
Have you ever seen the movie Interstellar?
Wait, no, what is it about?
Matthew McConaughey, and he's an astronaut.
Okay, the whole movie's about Matthew McConaughey being an astronaut. Come on, man, give me something.
He's an astronaut. He goes out into space, and they like because Earth is like dying of this. I never quite understood why the Earth was dying. Like, why was the Earth? Jacob, do you know?
But girl, it is because it is. What do you mean why, bitch? But there was it
like
is this dying.
Thing, like they couldn't like eat any crops, and like it was like really fucked up. Like it was the Earth was like.
Bitch, that's all real. It's just. This is happening for real, for real. You're like, this is crazy. Why would the Earth be dying, bitch? She's on her last leg. The Earth is in the ICU.
It's a good movie. Anyway, why that's relevant is because I remember a few podcasts ago, or it was like on the Amber Rose thing, we kind of talked about a little bit, but also on our own podcast, you brought up this concept that I never heard of like the, well, not never heard of, but I never like conceptualized. Of the fourth and fifth dimensions, and I was like, "Yo, this shit is crazy." It's really a very Interstellar, and Interstellar plays with that phenomenon.
Oh, it talks about the fourth dimension.
Yeah, that's how he's able to communicate in like the past, but in the future, it's wild. It's like a wild ride. Interstellar is.
In theory, God is a fourth dimensional being. I don't know if we talked about the fourth dimension on this podcast before, but the way the fourth dimension works is we can't perceive it. in our three-dimensional existence, we can't even have a concept of what it means to be in the fourth dimension. When you think about a piece of paper and you see a stick figure, the stick figure can look left, right, up, and down. But it can look this way, and then it loses everything in this field of vision, and then it can look that way, and then it loses everything here to here, but then it can see up, and it can all, like in a circle, but it can't see in the sphere. In fact, let's talk about after this break. So it can see in a circle, but it can't see in a sphere.
Right.
Or it can see in a circle, but it can't see in a cylinder.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So it can't look, it can look on a diagonal like that, but it can't look on a diagonal like this. So anything existing off the paper, it can't even perceive it. So the way that we interact with the two-dimensional being, when we like erase it or draw it, it doesn't actually see us. It just manifests and it exists, and we just keep putting things in the two-dimensional world, but they're just being placed in there, but they don't see where they're coming from. And that's us with a fourth dimension. There could be a creature literally right next to your head, but it wouldn't technically be next to your head or in front of your head. It'd be around your head.
No.
Or it could also be like existing completely around you. Like you could be inside, just like if you take a piece of paper and put it in a backpack, the piece of paper is inside of a three-dimensional thing. Because the truth is, even paper itself is actually three-dimensional. Paper itself is actually not two-dimensional. But the plane the paper exists on is two-dimensional.
Two-dimensional, yeah. Yeah, this is wild. I can't. Anyway.
But when something's one-dimensional, it's just one line. It's just left and right.
Which is so boring. Who wants to be that?
Or I don't think you had to choose what dimension you're born into. You know what I mean?
No, some bitches is out here living a one-dimensional life.
But a lot of scientists are like, no, the fourth dimension is certainly real. They're like it's not just a theory.
But if they can't perceive this, here's my thing. Like, sure, we can dream about it, and we can like pontificate, and we can like
dream.
Yes, I mean that in like a very in a bigger way. Like, sure, but how do we actually know? If since it's something that we cannot ever really perceive, how do you know if it's real?
Well, I don't think
you can hypothesize about it all day long. And you can, yeah, because the quantum, but if we cannot even perceive it, then how do we know it's real?
I don't think science has proven the fourth dimension, but I think that a lot of scientists are being like, it is there, even though they don't have any proof that it's there. But I don't think that science has actually proven the fourth dimension exists. And by the way, and then it goes on and on and on and on and on. And of course, the way it works, the best way to think of it is like
The Tesseract is like a way that to see all these things in a weird scientific way.
Well, the Tesseract would be a multidimensional thing. So we actually couldn't see a Tesseract in real life. You can have a drawing of one, but you wouldn't be able to hold a Tesseract in real life.
Right. So Interstellar. They finally get to this black hole, and they go through the black hole. What you find out is at the core of the black hole, it's a Tesseract. And the Tesseract, you can be through dimensions, like go back in time. It's like kind of crazy.
Maybe I need to watch it.
Like, you should watch it.
You know what I mean?
It's such a good film. I've been sleeping on it for so long. It's a really good movie.
It's by Christopher Nolan, who did Inception, Batman. It's one of those.
I know Christopher Nolan. Christopher Nolan did Batman's with
He's down the block.
Well, he did Batman after Chris Columbus, right?
Yeah, he did Batman Begins.
Because Chris Columbus did the campy Batmans.
Yes.
And then Tim Burton did the Michelle Pfeiffer and Danny DeVito Batmans.
Yes.
And Christopher Nolan did Batman with Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah, did Batman Begins, Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises. He did those three, the trilogy.
What did you say that? He did that full trilogy.
Yeah, he did.
Hold on. So I said it, but because Jacob said it, do you believe it?
I'm getting points from both of you. It's not a competition.
Okay.
And that's mostly because you could never compete with Jacob. Let's make that clear.
Nigga.
Let's make that clear. You don't have what it takes to compete with Jacob. Because like Jacob said at the cast show, I killed it. I killed it.
This is completely unrelated. I was talking to Bob's mom today, and she was like, you know, sometimes I see queens, and I look at them, and I'm like, that's a man. But every time I see Monet, I think, that's a woman.
Thank you, Bob.
Also, Jacob was holding his phone and Googling at the time. That's why I was asking Jacob. Jacob was literally holding his phone and, like, Googling.
Why do, so, you, do you want to call Jacob? In Hollywood, they're so obsessed with why are they so obsessed with the Batman stuff? Like, Batman has been done so many times. Batman and Superman. Why?
I think that Batman is, I think because I feel like I have a lot of theories about why Batman and, okay, Superman more than Batman. Batman is a more complex character than Superman, because Superman doesn't actually have courage. Like, he only has courage when he's going up against someone with kryptonite. Other than that, Superman is just like it's not courageous to kill a fly. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not courageous for you to kill a fly. It's Superman, we're all flies. Batman is just a guy with mommy and daddy issues fighting just some dude. Like, it'd be like if Elon Musk literally decided to become a superhero. That's how, it's just like some rich guy. If Jeff Bezos was like, I'm fighting crime, but I'm also doing it secretly, and I'm not going to tell anyone. And also, Batman is supposed to be an extreme moral compass.
Is he?
Like, he's supposed to be like some moral compass. Yeah, because he like has all these rules, and he doesn't kill. He won't kill. That's like his one rule. And the Joker's constantly trying to get him to break his one rule. Which someone said the other day. Someone said on our Patreon, was like, Joker is a villain who doesn't have a point of view. That's not true. Joker does have a point of view. Joker likes to say he doesn't have a point of view. Sometimes he says he's just trying to show that all of us are broken. He's trying to show that all of us have no moral compass. Joker's trying to, you know, when someone says everything has a price, Joker's like with what is the mental cost that you that will get you to break, which is why the Joker was so obsessed with Harvey Dent breaking, because he wanted to show that the most virtuous of them all was actually not a good person. That was the whole plan. And now he's trying to do it with Batman. He's constantly trying to prove that Batman is not more virtuous than you and me. Batman is just like you and I. He's just some fucking dude. I rewatched the Joker movie the other day.
Which one? The one with Joaquin Phoenix?
Which is, what a great name Joaquin is.
Is that his birth name?
Jacob? I'm pretty sure his name is Joaquin, but like, what a great name. Joaquin is such a good name. Yeah, that's his birth name. Yeah, his name is Joaquin.
I don't think of Joaquins as being, I didn't realize, what all the Joaquins, I mean, do I know any Joaquins?
I don't think you know a Joaquin. I think you know some Joaquins.
Actually, his Joaquin. Last name, Phoenix is not his last name. His last name is Bottom.
Is it really?
Joaquin
His name Bottom? Is Joaquin Raphael Phoenix Bottom. Joaquin Bottom.
Joaquin Bottom.
But yeah, Joaquin is he Latinx? Is he Latino?
I don't think so.
He ain't Mexican. he Puerto Rican.
He Puerto Rican.
I thought he's Puerto Rican. But I just rewatched the Joker movie, and it kind of got some like shit for being like a edgelord movie, but it was a really good film.
Oh, Joker was a really good, especially when you don't, if you, I'm not going to say what the spoiler is. If you don't know how it ends, I did not know that was coming, and it was, it's brilliant. I think it's a really great film from top to bottom.
And it really shows the, it really gives the Joker some true backstory, which is why I say you can't just say the Joker is just some guy who just wants to see chaos. I think Joker is someone who kind of stumbles into chaos and sometimes creates it intentionally.
I mean, I think there are some people that do want that from the world. They just want to see chaos. That does exist. But also, I mean, I guess now that I'm thinking about the film, maybe I need to rewatch it as well. But I remember watching it the first time and being like, oh, wow. Because you do learn so much about the Joker. But is this real? Or is this just what this director made up? Like, in like the comics, is this what the Joker is? Are these his origins
for real? I don't know the comics well enough to know all that stuff.
I mean, the comics aren't consistent. There are multiple iterations of the Joker that have different, it's like the Spider-Verse. So like that, that for all intents and purposes in The Dark Knight, that is his origin backstory, but different jokers have different backstories.
Who's in a tent?
In a tent?
For all intents and purposes?
I know, I was doing a bit.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh. Anyway, everyone, please come see me, Monet, at Netflix is a Joke.
Jacob.
He was affirming you.
He was affirming you.
Do you think if you had superpowers, would you be a superhero?
I'm a good person.
Bitch, now you're having it. If you had power, you say again?
I said I'm a good person. So I would think I would be a superhero.
I don't actually think you're a good person. I thought you'd be a superhero.
If I had superpowers, would I use them to be a superhero?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's just a lot of responsibility. I am taking on a lot of responsibility.
Like,
we often see in these things, at some point, like you have the Incredibles, at some point, you don't do enough and they will turn on you. It will like, yeah, superheroes, they're saving everything, they're jumping through buildings, blah, 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 blah. At some point, you're going to break somebody's leg or something happens and the public will turn on you every time it happens.
Well, let's assign a power. Let's say you have super strength. That's all you have. You can't fly. All you have is super strength.
Wait, we're going to do a random super power generator.
But tell me what you think about super strength real quick. Like, okay, actually, Jacob has one where you get, it gives you three powers.
Super strength is not enough to really be a super. I mean, yes, you can be a super. They make that a strength in certain, certain things. But I would like super strength alone. Like, I don't think I would be in like the real world, not in comic book world, not in like these Marvel universes that we've seen. Like in the real world, what is super strength gonna help me do besides build shit and be on site lifting heavy things?
You can fight, you can lift cars, you can fight, you can lift cars. You are strong enough to pick up a school bus. That's how strong you are.
If like a building collapses, you'd be able to like pick up the rubble and get people out before other like machines could get to them.
Sure. But I don't think I would.
But bear in mind, you can still get shot. Like I'm not
impervious.
So powers come in three. So we have three powers here for you. Ready? These are your three powers. You have power negation, meaning you have the ability to cancel out the superpowers of others. So do you want it to be directional or anyone like within like 100 meters of you has their powers canceled out? Which one do you want?
I want within 100 meters. Yeah. No, but then it'll work good and bad.
So which one do you want? Directional, one at a time. You can only do one at a time, or it can be anyone within 100 meters of you. No, not 100 meters. 100 yards.
100 yards.
So anyone within a football field of you.
What is 100? What is a meter?
Sorry, I would say anyone within
50 what? Feet.
Yeah.
All right, Jacob changed to 50. Anyone within 50 feet of you.
And this is my only. What are the other ones?
No. Okay, well, you know, you have other powers. I'm just like, do you want the directional one person thing, or do you? What is there?
No, it's just these along the side.
Nigga, do y'all know what I have?
Okay, wait. So, do you want the directional one person at a time, or do you want the anyone around you?
Well, here's are we in like a superhero universe?
Okay, we're on the first power, Money. We're literally on the first power. You need to pick how you're.
This is important. This is just me everyday life. Then I don't even want this power. Because no one else is superhero.
No, but you don't get to pick. The powers have been chosen for you. Just like in real life, you don't get to pick your powers all the time. Sometimes they're chosen for you. So I'm asking, but I'm giving the option. You know, I'm deciding for you. It's anyone within 50 feet because you're giving me fever and you won't fucking pick. And now you have a hydrokinesis, the ability to control
water,
generate. Or absorb water and moisture.
Yeah,
or
I have hydrokinesis. I've been retaining water for years. I got that covered.
I think your third power is omnilinguism, the ability to understand any form of language, a natural polyglot. This can be accomplished in various ways. So you can understand anything anyone is saying. You are a waterbender and you can negate people's powers. Tell me now, are you a superhero?
No.
Are you fighting crime?
No.
Fighting drag.
What do you do? What do you do with your powers then?
I just want to live. I just want to live a normal life. I don't want my powers.
But what do you do? But what do you do? Like for example, if you are out and about at a water park, do you do any kind of interesting things, or do you just like chill?
I just chill. I just want to be a normal person. I just want to exist. I hate because back in the day when I would like do stuff with my powers, it became like a party show. I was like a fucking birthday clown. Like, bitch, I'm just trying to enjoy the beach like you. I don't want to be. No, I don't want to be doing
okay,
this.
Okay, great. Role play scenario. Kevin. Are you Kevin?
No, my name would be Joaquin.
Okay. Joaquin. Hi, Joaquin. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I am. My name is Dr. Cornelius. And.
Oh,
we've been looking.
I'm listening.
I'm sorry. What was that? We've been looking for you.
I'm talking to the people at home. Go ahead. You can continue though.
We've been looking for you, and we know that you've been hiding in plain sight.
Who's we? Is it an army of you guys? Oh, over there. Hello.
Well, a lot of us. Let's just say we're like you. We too have. We too have abilities, but we've noticed that none of us are able to access our abilities when we're around you. That's quite interesting and can be quite useful to us. Now, you've been trying to live by the wayside. We know that you're a world famous drag queen, but we're wondering if you are interested in using your abilities to help make the world a safer place.
I just want to exist, man. I want to take my kids to the park, and I just want to just not do this.
You can still take your children to the park. In the world that you, where you save, you will help other people be able to take their children to the park. Imagine people who want to take their kids to the park, but all the bad
that,
guys.
I don't want that. I just want to
shoot them. See, we have to wrap you up. What you gonna do? Suck our tears up?
No, but if you want Avatar, in Avatar Last Airbender, if you really have hydrokinesis, that means I can control blood, bitch. Okay, so I can control your body because I'm so in tune with my powers. I can literally control the water that exists because you know human beings are 70% water. Bitch, I will make you combust. I will boil your shit.
And you think you're gonna get away with that?
Yes.
Let's talk about what my powers are.
Okay.
Let's talk about what my powers are.
Okay, no, honey. Automatic generator. Automatically generated. Don't just
guess. Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna find out what you're dealing with. This is who walked up to you, honey. Okay, first of all, I have substance mimicry, ability to transform into any substance that I touch. So I can turn into the driest piece of stone.
I will destroy you. A stone? You can turn anything. I will be a stone.
Like, hard stone.
I'm going to become this piece of granite.
I also have sound manipulation, the ability to manipulate sound.
Nigga, you are whack. Sound is kind of, you can like make my eardrums like pop.
And then I have the ability to transform into a gaseous mist or fog like form. That is called sublimation.
Nigga, you lame.
These are kind of lame powers. These are lame powers.
You are a scrub.
Let's see what the guy behind me had. The guy who was standing with his arm folded. Okay. Jacob has animation, ability to bring inanimate objects to life or to free an individual from petrification. So when I turn myself into stone, you can free me if I get stuck. Jacob also has night vision, the ability to see clearly in total darkness. And Jacob has energy conversion, ability to absorb one form of energy and convert it into another form of energy.
Y'all niggas is lame. How y'all?
I gotta roll up on me.
No, first of all, that's a great power. Jacob could literally turn rays from the sun into like a plasma blast and wreck your whole shit. Let's be clear. Let me be clear, trash box. My favorite New Leaf quote. Let's be clear, trash box. So Jacob's power is actually quite strong. Any form of energy. If there's light in the room, there's energy.
But you, I will tear you up where you stand. I will boil your shit.
How close do we think you have to be for your powers to work?
Okay. Do you want to re-roll and trade in your 3 for 1? It's risky.
All right. So do you want to re-roll?
No, I like my. I am good. I am an omega level threat with my powers. I'm good.
So why do you care? You're not even using them. You're trying to take your kids to the park. You don't need the power to take your kids to the park.
Yes,
so you
should roll. For when raggedy old burger finger hating ass bitches walk up to me in the park, I can storm on them hoes. That's why I want my powers.
I'm trading my powers in.
But you re-roll. You only get
one. I would too.
I'm ready. Is this one? I have.
Oh, no. I'm going to be rolling right now. You have.
I have automatic writing, the ability to write without conscious thought.
You nigga, you are late.
Now, I'm AI. Am I AI? Yo. Am I Super Siri? Am I okay, Google?
We're good. We're good over here. It's girl.
No, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
What was that automatic writing?
I can understand any language. I have hydrokinesis. Like, that's fierce. And what was the first one? Oh, I can stop. Bitch, and I can mute people's powers around me. But I am a class 5 mutant with my powers, bitch.
Yeah, but there's 20 classes. You're in class 5, honey.
But you're still not a superhero?
Yeah, but you're not a superhero. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because I don't want to.
You're trying to walk your kid to school.
Because some of us that get powers, y'all already thinking about world domination and how y'all can use y'all powers for bad. I just want to exist.
We're trying to make the world a safer place.
Okay, if you were walking on the beach and you saw like somebody drowning like offshore, would you use your powers to save them?
Of course I would, yes. But I don't want y'all to make me a superhero. I don't want to do that. Like flying around the world finding shit to do. No.
So if you're watching TV and you saw there was a tsunami that was gonna like hit downtown LA.
Did you rush down there?
I mean, just how am I gonna move all these people? I'm not fast.
No, but you can stop the tsunami.
Yeah, stuff like that, I would be able to. But then also, yeah, I would I'll do that.
I don't know if you can stop an entire tsunami. You can't stop an entire tsunami. Like how much water can you bend?
I mean, Storm could. In theory, Storm could stop that.
Well, Storm controls weather, though. That's different than controlling water. Storm controls the weather. That's very different.
How do you think a tsunami starts? Is with the weather. No, actually, it's with tectonic plates. Never mind.
No, but what I'm saying is storm controls weather. So the difference between controlling water, controlling weather is different things. And we're saying, do you have the ability, storm has the ability to create a tornado, but do you have the ability to stop an entire tsunami? Or can you control like 100 pounds of water? Or can you control like 2 tons of water? But a tsunami is like thousands of tons of water.
Yeah, I mean, it will break. I'll be there
like how many gallons of water?
I'll be really like, I'll be like fucking 11 from sharing the thing. I'm like bleeding and all these things trying to stop. But I don't know. You know, if I'm in this situation, we'll see. I don't know. But then you see, this is why I don't want to do that. I just want to exist. I don't want to do this. I do not want to do this.
The only amount of water you can control is the amount of water that you could physically hold in your hands. So the amount you could put in a bucket and hold, that's how much you can control.
That is lame. Nigga, you are trying to nerf my powers like you are got some lame ass powers.
No, that's not. I'm just saying, everything has to have a limit. So yeah, you could still make my body boil and explode because you could probably lift up like 130 pounds because that's how much I weigh.
Yeah,
No, but for whatever you could lift, like you could control that, but you can't like, but we can't just say you can now control all the water on Earth and make all the water on Earth jump off the surface of the Earth. But you can't, but we have to give a limit to how much water you can control. But if you can control Jacob's anatomy or something like that, then yeah, you can control that, but you're not limitless.
I mean, yeah, sure, but why? So we're living in a world where we're just like,
how much, as much water as Monet could lift with her hands.
So it's coordinated to her muscles. So if Monet works out a lot and yes. like builds up her biceps,
yes.
she can bend more water.
Yes.
That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense.
That makes sense to me. What's your offer then? Because you're just, that, according to you, you control the entire Eastern Seaboard. Monet can empty out the Hudson River with a snap of her fingers.
Yeah, I think that you put something like maybe like 2 tons is like something I can do, and then further than that, you kind of it's those scenes in the movie, right, where you're trying to like, I don't know what the limit is. I had to work there, build there, but as a base, I'm cool with two tons. Yes.
You're losing 2 tons of water.
That's like 2 hippos.
How much water is in a bathtub? A hippo is a ton? I don't think a hippo is a ton.
I think they're like half a ton.
A ton is 2,000 pounds, right?
Yeah, I think that's what a hippo is.
A hippo weighs, more than 2 tons. Oh my God, a hippo that's is almost exactly 2 tons. No, it was almost exactly 2 tons. You ate that.
So a bathtub is about 580 pounds of water.
Somebody's out here controlling 55 bathtubs. Monet, see, that's too much power. You cannot control every bathtub in the apartment building. That's too much. Y'all need to rein it in.
Also, this is why. This is how the gag is, y'all. Bob is trying to nerf me because this nigga is. This nigga can do AI.
Well, I'm trying to. Y'all, you're overpowering your. You're overpowering yourself.
Y'all, you over here. You bitch. You are Adele. You are a fucking gateway PC, bitch.
Why you think Adele is shit? Oh my God, Adele. Sorry, babes. If you're listening, sorry. I think we've done the podcast today. Now that the almighty waterbender Monet Exchange is here, queen of the fucking aqua world, aqua trans is over here.
I was doing it solo. After this thing, my hand performance was really killing it. And now it got bad. It got bad.
Ugh. Say goodbye, everyone, Fish.
Are we done?
Yeah, we did it. Yeah.
Well, we did about 10 minutes before we started.
All right. Okay. Bob, I had such a good time with you today.
I love you very much. I love the fucking water.